Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The ICC story continues, and we wanted to understand the influence of the ICC prosecutor over the court, because as we know, Israel filed an application. They did so in order to claiming that they have the ability to adjudicate this on their own. And the whole point of the ICC is to look at situations where there isn't that body to adjudicate. Well, the ICC, the prosecutor, has now gone and filed a rebuttal of it. Mark Zeld is American-Israeli lawyer. We wanted to chat to him about this. Mark, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Great, Howard. Good morning to you and to all your listeners in South Africa.
So tell us the latest in terms of the ICC.
Well, the prosecutor submitted, as you indicated, a rebuttal to the Israeli application that was submitted in December. And he has rejected all of the Israeli arguments. This court has, this International Criminal Court has really distinguished itself as being kind of a rogue body that has been driven not by the rule of law, but by popular international politics. It's one reason why the United States Congress is about to enact legislation imposing sanctions on the International Court, and a statute that passed the House of Representatives this week by a large majority, including many Democrats, called the Illegitimate Court Counteraction Act, the ICC Act, which is now in front of the United States Senate and will likely pass in the next few days, probably after the inauguration.
So what impact will that actually have? What does that mean?
Well, it means that any employee of the ICC trying to get to the United States will probably be denied a visa. If they've got any property in the United States, it'll be subject to seizure or freezing orders. Also, persons that contribute or support the court will may be subject to sanctions as well. It's a very powerful set of potential actions against the court and those that support it. But that's what's happening in the legislative side of the United States. But the court, the issues in front of the court itself are quite dramatic. One of the things that the ICC charter provides is that you have to, I guess your listeners should note that neither Israel, the United States, Russia, or China, and many and most of the Arab states, frankly, are not parties to the statute that created the ICC. But nevertheless, there is a provision in the ICC charter that says that when a person who's from a country that's not a signatory to the ICC treaty or statute commits a war crime in the territory of a member state, then they are subject to the jurisdiction of the ICC. Now, what would be the member state in this case? Well, that is, according to the ICC, the state of Palestine, which most of the world, or at least most of the free world or the enlightened world, would not agree is not a state. Nevertheless, the ICC admitted the state of Palestine to the court as a signatory in 2015. So now the argument is that because the Netanyahu and former defense minister Gallant carried out the response, in my view, very justifiable response to the atrocities of October 7th in Gaza, which the courts considers part of the state of Palestine, then they have jurisdiction over the Israelis. Now, there's another argument here. Mm-hmm. Should I explain that to you?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. I'd love to hear.
One of the arguments that Israel is advancing to defeat the jurisdiction of the ICC is that under the principles of what we call customary international law, heads of state who are visiting other foreign states enjoy an immunity from legal process, including arrest, Okay.
Right.
That's why, for example, several countries in Europe have indicated that they will not honor the ICC arrest warrants against Netanyahu and Galan because they abide by this principle of customary international law, immunity. However, other countries, France, for example, which has kind of waffled on this issue, indicated that they might not arrest him, but there is a debate about the extent of this principle and whether it really how strong of immunity is granted under the current practice of international law.
How is this, if you were a betting man, how is this all likely to play out?
Well, listen, I think it may well be that a lot of the kind of the political topography will change after January 20th, after the inauguration of President Trump to his second term in Washington. Mm. First of all, the statute that I mentioned will probably pass and be signed into law by him after he becomes president. And he will be, his administration will be fighting aggressively against the attempt by this rogue prosecutor at the ICC to issue warrants against Netanyahu and other allies of the United States. I think that will also influence the response of many of the countries who are signatories to the treaty. So I think we'll see a change, but it may take a little while to sink in.
Let's leave it there. Mark Zeld is an American-Israeli lawyer talking to us about the influence of the ICC prosecutor and how this is likely to play out.